You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Getting updated tight end rankings from Heath Cummings right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. All right, we saw Kyle Pitts. His team added a wide receiver. Dallas Goedert, his team added a wide receiver, not in the NFL draft, but they traded for A.J. Brown, obviously. T.J. Hockenson, his team added a wide receiver. Mark Andrews, his team lost a wide receiver. So what were some of the big changes? I don't know if they involve any of those players for you and your tight end rankings, Heath.
Yeah, I don't generally adjust tight end rankings and redraft too much based on a rookie wide receiver that's been added to the team. So though those guys didn't have big moves, I was a little bit concerned about Zach Ertz with the addition of Marquise Brown, just because of that connection that Kyler and Marquise Brown have and the fact they already had DeAndre Hopkins and they'd really only had a high percentage of their targets that went to tight ends when they were short on wide receivers. But then we find out DeAndre Hopkins is not going to play the first six games of the season. Right. So Zach Ertz's target share is probably fine for the first month and a half. And he's a fine low-end number one tight end. The guys who really moved the most were lower-end guys outside of the top 12 for me. Albert O fell, not because his team added a wide receiver, but because his team added a tight end. And really the main appeal to him was that Noah Fant was gone and he was going to be the clear number one tight end. I think he probably still will be, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was more of a split. And then Cole Kmet moved up just because the Bears don't look to be doing anything outside of Darnell Mooney to provide weapons for Justin Fields.
And you're still the high guy on Irv Smith. So I guess the draft didn't really change that. I guess it was a good draft for Irv Smith in that regard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks like it's. I would anticipate it's going to be Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, then Irv Smith, and then KJ Osborne. I think Smith, listen, a year ago in a very similar situation, we were expecting Irv Smith to be a breakout tight end, maybe even a top 10 guy. All that happened was he missed a year. I think he can absolutely be a top 12 guy this year.
I think the one that really concerns me is Dallas Goedert. You know, you're not going to have a ton of passing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts to begin with, I would think anyway. And now you've got A.J. Brown, who could certainly be a red zone target and just kind of dominating that offense. And you've got hopefully an emerging Devontae Smith. So that was, if I had rankings, that would be the guy that I would drop. You're not adding a rookie wide receiver. You're adding one of the best wide receivers in football on a run heavy team to begin with here. So Goddard scares me. And unless his ADP starts falling two rounds or so, he's probably off my draft board.
Yeah, I've got him in round 7, which probably relatively close to where he was being drafted. He might have been a round 6 pick before. Again, this is one of those situations where I just don't know how much, like, it's not like Arizona where they hadn't really thrown to their tight ends until DeAndre Hopkins missed time and then Zach Ertz saw all the targets. Nick Sirianni, I feel pretty confident is going to have a big role for tight ends in his office. I think Smith and Brown will dominate the wide receiver targets. Last couple of years of Sirianni as a play caller, he's averaged about 22% of his team's targets going to tight ends. I've got Goddard right now at a 17% target share, and that still makes him a top 8 tight end. It's possible that A.J. Brown steals some of the touchdowns, but I also think that the addition of A.J. Brown likely means the touchdown pie, the passing touchdown pie, just got bigger. The offense is going to be better. I made a pretty significant change to the Eagles' overall pass rate when they went and made this deal for A.J. Brown, because I kind of assume if you're trading for A.J. Brown when you already have Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, you're going to throw the ball more. So I have Hurts right now at 26 touchdown passes for next year.
Did the trade of Marquise Brown solidify Mark Andrews as your number one tight end?
Yeah, yeah. He's and I'd kind of gone back and forth. When Tyreek Hill was traded, I'd actually put Kelsey ahead of Andrews in full PPR after having Andrews ahead of Kelsey at the beginning of the off season. So now Andrews back at number one at tight end. And I think both he and Kelsey are in the discussion to be a first round pick in full PPR.
Okay, and Travis Kelce did go in the first round in the mock draft that we did on Tuesday. That's it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. If you're watching, come on over to the other stream. We're going to do the full show of Fantasy Football Today, talking about the rookie wide receivers. So I want to thank Heath and all of you for watching and listening. I'm Adam. Talk to you tomorrow on FFT in 5.